Okay, so we were talking about when you were a foreman.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was lucky. I probably only worked, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 years as the operator there. And then I went foreman. Then from being a foreman, I went to general foreman. And probably the last, like I said, I was there, what, 24 years, 23, whatever. And I was foreman majority of the time, you know. But like I say, it actually makes a foreman's your workers, you know.
Yeah.
So they was always helping me, and that's really how I started off, because I wasn't ready to accept the job, and I had a lot of friends say, you better take it, otherwise we're going to have somebody else do it, and we may not like who's going to be in charge. So
sure.
So actually they helped me to do what I did. And actually your hands what makes your foreman's. Same with the foreman's make the superintendent, as far as I'm concerned.
No, yeah, absolutely. Tell me the story of the, they wanted you to sign a piece of paper, you know.
Oh, that's comical. Yeah, that was in the tunnels. That's when I first went to work here, so that had to be, what, seven, or, when I say six, anyhow.
70?
Minor. But, yeah, I don't think they meant no animosity or whatever by it, but they wanted me to sign a paper. The states that I was minority. And I think the way they approached me with it, it offended me. I said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I never, all the years I've worked everywhere, I've never been brought up with a piece of paper to say that I'm minority. So I wouldn't sign it. So actually some of the guys that were from New Mexico that was Latin, they sort of felt that I should have signed it. And I, it's like I told them, my reputation, my work carries my reputation. My nationality should have nothing to do with it. That's the only reason I didn't sign it.
Yeah.
But I think they more or less, probably more or less to show that there's so many minority working there. But at the time, I never heard the word. Yeah. Well, I mean, I did hear the word, don't get me. But in my hometown, like I told you, Mexicans and Greeks, we all looked alike. So nobody, you know, you couldn't say, hey, you know, you look bronze, because we all did. You know, and it's... So that was the only time that I did, and I think it first time that I really heard that I was minority.
So you don't think you were treated differently out there?
No, I wasn't in that respect. No, I never was, not because of my nationality. No, I can't say that. But they're just sort of strange to ask me that.
Yeah.
Maybe if it had explained to me, well, we're getting a head count, and we got to consider you one, then. Then I might have signed it, but the way it was approached to me, you know. But no, I was never treated in, like I say, I never felt that way, you know.